service today.
So it's going to be a prophetic worship service.
But
this is what I heard when I go to this place. You should not wait for Pastor Caro to say a prophetic word concerning you. As we worship today, the spirit of prophetic is upon each one of you. That's why I said it is special. You should not miss this moment. The Spirit will speak to you concerning your year 2024. Say amen to that. The Spirit will speak to you. This is our first Sunday service
this year.
And we submit our lives and we want to be guided and led by the Spirit of God. So please pay attention to what He's doing. Don't look out for your usual things that you like.
We pray, we worship.
Things will be a little different today. And yet very powerful. Hallelujah.
Amina.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes,
so I'm here today to briefly do a recap of our word of the year. In just a few minutes, we have a word of the year. Our word of the year from a man of God was shared on the 31st.
Ekigambo ky'omwaka guno okuva oyo musajja Katonda waffe yakyogera ku ngasatu mulumu.
And it is the year of divine restoration.
Era guno omwaka gwakuzibwa bujja oba gwakuzza ebyabula.
Oba babitegedde.
I don't know if you've understood.
The year of divine restoration.
Mwaka gwakuzibwa bujja oba okuzza ebyabula.
It's the year of divine restoration.
Mwaka gwakuzibwa bujja.
It's the year of divine restoration. You're still folding your hands. It's a year of divine restoration. I wish you understand. It's the year of divine restoration. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We emphasize this, the importance of having the word of the year, the word of the house, on the 31st, for those of you who are not here. Every time you submitted under a certain house, it is important for you to make sure that you get the Spirit and be led and guided by the word that comes from that house.
It's very good to know
how
to eat the food from your house that you're submitted to. I'm not saying that other words are wrong. But the true order is that you're firstly submitted here. Then you must follow the things that are done in this place. So when we say the word of the year, it's very important and crucial to you. Because what is done in this house and what has been said by your pastor connects with the order of the things and how they are supposed to move in your life in the spirit. You might miss it and do something else. And yet what you've done is also right.
And yet,
there's a special power in what you have submitted to under this house. I know you've understood. Praise the Lord.
So the year of divine restoration, the word to restore means the act of returning something to its former condition.
I ask that you get where to write, especially if you're
like
not
I
here.
Said, this is very brief, but that someone was detailed. So you need to write down these points, write down these verses and follow them throughout the year. And your life will never be the same again. So the act of returning something to its former condition. I was meditating on this word and asked myself, which condition?
which condition are we returning that something? Because omuntu ayinza okubeera ne yeebuuza n'agamba nze mbadde mulwadde ebbanga erisinga.
Someone might ask themselves, I've been sick for a long time.
Nazalibwa mu bwavu era mwentambulidde.
I was born in poverty and I've grown up in poverty.
Jajja wange, bazadde bange, ne bajjajja bajjajja bange bonna bali bawo.
My ancestors and grandparents and all were all poor.
Si bwe tubanga tuzzaayo embeera mu kifo ekiri original.
If we are returning something to its original condition,
tuba tugiza ludda wa.
Where are we taking it back?
Tugizaayo mu bwavu mu ndwadde.
Are we taking back to poverty and sickness?
And here's the thing.
Katonda alina engeri gy'akulabamu n'ebyayogera ku bulamu. There's a way God sees you and how he speaks over your life.
He says that he has given you everything pertaining to life and godliness.
Agambye nti akuwadde ebintu byonna ebikwatagana n'obulamu n'obwa Katonda.
He says, I have blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
N'emikisa egy'ebintu byonna mu bifo by'omugongo.
That is who you are. You are a child of God.
Oli mwana wa Katonda.
Bought by the blood of Jesus
Christ.
You are rich. You are healed. That is what he says. So when he says to restore, it doesn't matter whether you've been sick for 10, 20 years. He's talking about that original condition.
Does
somebody understand what I'm saying? Turn to your neighbor and tell them the year of restoration. Divine restoration. It also means making something new again. Restoring can also mean making things better than their current state. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I don't know how you're feeling right now, but God is saying he's making things better than the current state. So the Bible says the Lord concerning this subject. And our Father's restoring power is one of the greatest promises in Scripture. Amaanyi ga Katonda ag'okuzza obuggya kye kimu ku bisuubizo ebisinga okulabika mu byawandiikibwa.
God's restoring power is one of the promises that is repeated in the word.
So our theme verse for this year is Isaiah chapter 43.
Era omutwe omukulu guli mu Isaiah 43.
Verses 18 and 19.
18 and 19.
Please write it down.
Bambi wandika.
Isaiah 43.
Isaiah
18 and 19. The Bible says I read for you the other verses and you note them down.
Nja kusomera endala muziwandike kansome Isaiah yokka.
Because this is the theme.
Kubanga gwe guno omutwe.
So he says, do not remember the former things.
Agamba temujukire ebyasooka okubaawo.
No, consider the things of the old.
So temulowooza ku bigambo ebyedda.
Behold.
Laba.
I'll do a new thing.
Ndikole ekigambo ekijja.
This is God speaking to you right now.
Edobozi lye bwechi bwogera
jo. He says, behold, I will do a new thing.
Agamba laba ndikole ekigambo ekijja
kaka. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I'll even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So when he says do not consider, he means do not remember. This is how our Father guided. Do not consider. That means do not remember the things of yesterday, your history, the things that happened to you when you were a child. Do not remember them. Do not remember them. His promise is he is doing a new thing. And he asks a question, shall you not know it? We have had bad history.
Bad
things happen to us. We have had bad experiences. We have gone through pain before. We have been hurt before. But God is saying 2024, he's restoring everything. He's restoring that which you lost. He's restoring even the things that you expected and they never happened. ng'olina ky'osuubira ne bitavaamu nga bwe
walowooza. There are things you did expecting something and it
didn't come out. And God is restoring everything back to you.
The Lord omukama azabujja byonna.
Hallelujah.
Byakuyitako.
2024 is the year of divine restoration. God is restoring businesses.
Katonda zao business.
God is restoring marriages.
Azao bufumbo.
God is restoring life.
Azawa obulamu.
God is restoring identities.
Azao ekifaananyi ekituufu.
Identities.
Embala yo.
Identities. Endabika yo mu Katonda.
Your identity in God.
Endabika yo mu Katonda.
Your identity in God.
Hallelujah.
Amina.
Nabadde ndowooza ku kigambo kino ekya identity.
I was meditating on this word identity.
Nenzijukira Adam ne Kawa.
I remembered Adam and Eve.
Kawa Stan bwe yajja okumulimba okuba nga amulindinga mu kujemera Katonda.
When the devil came to tempt Eve to cause her to rebel against God.
Yamugamba nti bw'onaalya ku kibala ogenda kufaanana nga Katonda.
He told her that when you eat of the fruit you will look like God.
Naye ate nga mu nyiriri ezisooka waggulu wali Bayibuli egamba nti Katonda yatutonda mu kifaananyi kye.
And yet in the earlier verses the Bible says that God created us in his own image.
Kati Stan ya presenting obulimba agamba bw'onaalya ku kino ogenda kufaanana nga Katonda.
So the devil goes to Eve and tells her that when you eat of this fruit you will look like God.
Kati omuntu watategera identity ye.
So when someone doesn't understand their identity,
omuntu wabera ignorant of who they are in Christ Jesus.
When someone doesn't understand kichali mu Kristo,
it is very easy for the devil to present any kind of lie.
Changu nyo stani okuja na
kulimba. You will use your current circumstances, you will use the facts, the realities,
byo itamu kati byo buliwo
to bring deception.
Nakulimba limba.
And you will forget about the truth.
Ewera bile ekitufu.
But the truth is you are created in the image of God.
Nati ngechitufu chigamba anti wakutondebwa mchifana.
You do not have to eat the fruit for you to look like him.
Teweta gakulya chibala kufana nanga ye.
So identity is very important.
Kati embali yo oba chifana nyeche chitufu.
You understanding your identity in Christ is very important.
Okutegera chicholi mu Kristo chikulu nyo.
It solves over 85% of your issues in life.
So when he says, I'm
going to restore your identity, I'm
going
to help you to understand who you are in me. I'm
going
to help you to understand your security in me. I'm
going
to help you understand the power of the blood. I'm
going to
help you to understand that and follow the way of the spirit. This is what he's talking about. This is what he's talking about.
Kino chayogerako.
Identity restoration.
Okuzza ekifaananyi ekituufu.
Some of us, our identities were crushed.
Abamu kufe ebifaananyi byaffe mu Katonda byayononebwa.
Growing up in our families because of experiences.
Kubanga twakulira mu maka twayita mu bintu ebibi ebikyamu.
Abamu abazadde baabwe baabeegaana, taata yagamba si yamuzaala omuntu n'asigaza maama.
Some of us were rejected by our parents.
Echone chichu senda bikaye.
And that changed and twisted their identity.
Stani acha yakozesa kodyo ke kamuka yakozesa
kuiva. The devil still uses the same trick he used on Adam and Eve.
Kubanga tata yakwega na kugamba gwe toina Jehovah.
Because your dad rejected you, you think you have no.
Echigambo cha ndachigamba anti yakutonda muchi fanani.
But what says you were created in his own image.
So agenda kuza bujemba la yafe.
So he's going to restore our identity.
Era tugenda kuwangula bulibulimba bonna muli nyali ya Yesu.
We're going to be victorious in all ways in Jesus.
Ngambye tugenda kuwangula bulimba bwa Stani.
We're going to be victorious against the lies of the enemy in Jesus' name. 2024 will not allow the devil to use the circumstances that we are going through. I want everyone to understand and clap for God for this.
Identity restoration. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the word behold means being amazed. The word behold means wow. I remember our father here telling us this year is going to be a year of wow. You're
going to
look around at everything happening and you go like wow. Hallelujah.
Say wow
year.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. I have a testimony briefly. Something happened but I didn't realize it as it was happening. It came back to me later. And Pastor Carol was here leading worship and she said that so some people have started experiencing restoration already. The things that we are talking about. There is a course that I was doing. I started it in 2000 and 19. And there were some few issues involved here and there. One of the supervisors traveled and I couldn't finish on time. So this year, I mean last year towards the end of the year, in December, I was invited to defend. So after defense, they gave me my results, I passed. And in that letter, they told me, we have given you 3 months to make a few corrections. And I've also learned by experience or talking to other people that sometimes they give 3 months, but people take 6 months, even a year. But listen, that happened on the 7th of December. So they gave me 3 months from 7th of December. But I can tell you that within 1 month, I had finished everything. I did all the corrections. I submitted the final thesis. And people cannot believe it. Because when you do it in 3 months, you celebrated, they said that is record time. They have given you 3 months and you hit the target. Let me tell you, I did it in 1 month. 1 month like this. Last week on Tuesday, I submitted the final thing. So the time that I lost, God has already restored. I have done everything and I'm waiting for graduation. So in this process, things kept happening and I didn't realize. They seemed normal, but in the last week, after presenting the corrections and somebody had to sign, that is when I woke up and I said, this is God. I submitted a book in the principal's office.
And
she was not there. They told me, you'll come back. That very day when I submitted, I received a call from her. She called me. I was driving with Uncle Frank and she said, they told me you left your books in my office. I want to sign them and you submit. Can you carry them and bring them at my home? I don't know if you understand. If you have been in academia, you can understand how, you
know,
sometimes how people can feel themselves. You can even find them there and they say, wait, come back next week, next month. But this lady called me. She said, bring those books. And I want to sign them and take them back. She told me, jump on a boda. It was about 3 p.m. And I remember we, Uncle Frank told me, no, let us just drive. And
Uncle
we drove.
Frank nagamba tuvuge.
She signed the things and I submitted them. Now that is when I woke up, I said, wow. I hadn't realized I did the thing in 1 month. I speak that over your life in the mighty name of Jesus today. The same testimony is coming out of your family. This year, in Jesus' name, everything that you have believed God for,
if you began something, get to your feet. I want to pray for you in Jesus' name.
I feel the presence of God is in this place. Waliwo omuntu wane yatandika business, no one opangisa office, waliwo biwakolako, wakolako ebintu ebikozesebwa.
You might have been waiting for You might have been like me waiting for 3 months. I don't know how long you've been waiting.
But
God wants to do it for you today.
In fact,
this week in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are going to go back into worship. Like I said, it is a prophetic worship. God is going to speak to you. I just want you to connect with what He's doing. I don't know if you are able to write 1 Peter 5:9-10.
Right, Petero Chisoka.
First Peter 5.
Petero Chisoka esule yokutano.
5. Chapter 5 verses 9 and 10.
Esule yokutano olunyirelo mwenda no lwe 10.
Jeremiah 30:17 to 20.
Jeremiah 3:17 kwa 2.
Those are the verses that we are going to have as we continue in our fasting starting tomorrow and throughout the year. Hallelujah.
Amina.
God wants to restore everything
in
your life. God is going to restore everything. In fact, He has restored.
He says,
will you not know it? Will you not see it? Now, as we go into worship, as we lead, as the Spirit leads us into prayer, I want you to see something. I want you to see what God is doing. I want you to meditate. I want you to behold that new thing that He's doing.
Those who thought the years went ahead of you went by you are going to look at you and be amazed. Some thought you were broke.
Listen,
some people thought he had failed the course.
Me,
and
I have my fellow students who submitted 6 months ago. I can tell you, I'll be on the graduation list with them. In 1 month. This just happened to me. In 1 month.
Raise your hands.
Let us have the worship team.
Can we have the worship team?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just open your mouth and begin to pray now. Buli muntu yenna ali wano enacho kiriza Katonda. Waliwo chokiriza. Simanyo oba waliwo awulira amaanyi agali mu kifo kino. I don't know if you can feel it. I just want you to connect with it. Close your eyes, lift up your hands and connect with it. Look at those things that seem like they are failing. Waliwo birwadde bibadde mubiri gonga biringanga ebyalemerawo. Nga oboli awutandise n'okuba ng'abikiriza ne Katonda agamba. Olw'emiga ejakuwa Yesu Kristo mukama waffe wawonyezebwa. Kati ebirwadde ebyo bivaawo kaakano mudakiika eno yennyini. Atandika okuzza amagumba g'obujja, azza mubiri gw'obujja, azza ekibumba ky'obujja, ensigo zo zidda bujja. Ojja kuddukanga n'abavubuka obaleke. Amagulu go Katonda agaza bujja. Awo yagatondera wagagala gabere biri abiri mwena imuse doboozi lyo. I want to hear you pray. I just want to hear you pray. You have 5 minutes to connect. Imuse emikono gy'obuli omu zibiriza amaaso go connectinga. Waliwo kyakola. He's doing something. Raise your voice. You're not a failure. You are not about to make more losses. Profit is coming back in your business. Worry has stayed in 2023, and peace is coming back in your family. That is restoration. Restoration. Open your mouth and pray. Speak to Him. Pray in the Spirit. Continue. Pray in the Spirit. It could be you that He's ministering to today. It could be just you that He came for today. This word might be for you and your family. Maybe it is for you, just for you alone. Connect with it. Polyphalia. Kose yo jakujisomo, jakujimala. Obufumbo bw'obujja mbagi mangu nnyo obufumbo bw'obujja omukyala wajja sinsonga bameka abaagaana ne waliwo ekipya kyakola agamba tookirabe njagala ogulewo amaaso g'omutima gwo ogulewo amaaso ag'omwoyo okirabe He's doing something. Connect with it. You get it. Today, over wano nacho lero. Businesses badenge zaga na achu sebintu. Waliwo emize givao akuza buja. Nememe yeda buja is restoring your soul. He's restoring your soul. Whatever has been pushing into that addiction,
Whatever has been pushing into that addiction is broken in the name of Jesus. It is breaking right now in the name of Jesus. It is breaking right now in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. He's breaking addictions. He's breaking addictions. He's breaking addictions. The things that held you back. The things that held you back. The things that troubled your soul. Oh! Maribo, shoko robo seke. Mashiko robo. There is a breaking. There is a breaking. There is a breaking. Waluwe chikuvako. Waluwe chikuvako. Waluwe chikuvaze chari chatu la mutu ego. Ngachiku gamamu tosobola. Ngachiku gamamu hude huise. Ngachiku gamamu it is too late. Eh! Are restoring an old day? Are restoring old day? Are restoring old day? Ba clients zibota afuna mubiri abiri mwesatu. Balabika kokutandika kati muri nyali ya Yesu. Yimusa dobozi lyo. Shara kotoroboze. Mali kotorobo koshaka. Rikategereboze. Masharakata. Waluwe chikutuka, waluwe chikutuka. There is a breaking. There is a breaking. There is a breaking. There is a breaking. Waluwe chikuvako. Muri nyali ya Yesu. Waluwe chifananye chikuvako. Akuzayo ujanate. Muchifananye checho wakatonda. Akuzayo ujanate. Muchifananye checho wakatonda. Akuzayo ujanate. Muchifananye checho wakatonda. Agamba tonde wanga we unyisa. Sinso ngani ya kugama ntosobola. Sinso ngani ya kugama ntebijakola. Waluwe chimenyeka, waluwe chimenyeka. Waluwe chimenyeka, waluwe chimenyeka. Waluwe chikuvako muri nyali ya Yesu. Shikorobo kosekerebo. Shara la 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 la. Rakoto robo zekerebo shika. Masiko robo. Hallelujah. With
the speed of the Holy Ghost, I am favored. I'm walking in abundance. Moving with the speed of the Holy Ghost, I am favored. Walking in abundance, moving with the speed of the Holy Ghost, I am favored. Walking, walking in abundance. Moving with the speed of the Holy Ghost, I am favored. Walking in abundance, moving with the speed of the Holy Ghost, I am favored. Speed of the
want us to all be one as we do this. This is what I see. Those of you that are going to fast, all of us that are fasting, there is a travailing. The scripture says that with groanings that cannot be uttered. You see, we have prayed and fasted before, but the Spirit is taking us to a place where it's not about the words you speak. He's going to begin to pray through you. There's going to be a groaning. So it won't be intelligible words. It won't even be the tongues that you understand. It will just be a sound. When a woman is in labor, she does not say, "Let me scream politely, let me go, oh, oh." No, she begins to groan because that baby must come out. There is something in you that has to begin to come out. So it's not about singing the right song this year. It is not about being in tune. It is about making sure that what God has placed on the inside of you comes out. So when we begin to sing, oh, we are just groaning. That is the beginning of the groaning. And that in Jesus' name, everything that He has placed within you for 2024 will begin to come out. So I want you to begin to groan. Come on, let's go. You how we pray, okay? This is a form of prayer. When a woman is in labor, tell her to stay in one place. She can't. Do you understand? I want you to be free. Your neighbor is not going to be there for you in your moment of breakthrough. This is you creating your breakthrough. It is up to you. It is not up to anyone next to you. This is you and God. So I want you to have the freedom. I want you to begin to see the things that are not as though they are. As you begin to say, oh, begin to see that breakthrough. Begin to see your finances. Begin to see your healing. If you need to walk around, walk around. Get free. This is about you. This is about you. David danced, and even his wife looked at him and said, "Who is that?" And she was barren just because of that. But the freedom he got, nobody, this is for you. This is for you. This is you and God. I want you to get personal, get fierce. Don't let this baby die in your stomach. Begin to bring forth. Are you with me? Oh, are walking into their marriages. Oh, in Jesus' name. Some people are walking into their homes. Houses you did not build. Destinies, doors to your destinies are opening. There is a quickening spirit. There is a quickening glory. What has failed for the last 10 years, God is doing in 1 year. I see His glory attracting. His glory is pulling things for you. Oh, shata ta 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 ta. There's a spirit of prayer being poured out. Because to see the fruit of the Holy Spirit, there's a place you have to enter in prayer. And it is not for striving. It is going to be with ease. Harabash, just begin to receive. Just begin to receive. Andarakata takasha. Arabokusa tatakalarabaha. Zikete. The theme is divine restoration. This restoration is not by might, not by power. It is by the Spirit. Right now, begin to connect with the spirit behind the restoration. Hila tatabaka soto. Randa rararararaba shiketete. Hila raraboko sata. Randelereboko shatataka. Ara tataka zila rarabasha. Rendoko satataka. Rekotataka landa rabosha. Hila narararaboko sanda rako sata. The Spirit is going to cause people in your prayer time. You will begin to travail. You will begin to pray for hours. You will begin to travail and bring forth. And once you bring forth in the Spirit, in the physical, it's just a matter of time. It is done. It is done. Shataka soto. Riku shataka soto. Riku. E So this year is a year of sacrifice, but not sacrifice the way you understand it. Sacrifice at the altar, that you walk in obedience. Because like the song said, your altar is going to call down the glory of God. Your altar is going to call down the divine restorations. Your altar, it's that place of sacrifice. It's not sacrifice all around. It's that secret place, that where no one sees. That is your place of sacrifice. This year, if you do nothing else, that altar, keep the fire burning. Amen. 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 So I want us to give. Had we already prepared the offering? Because they gave envelopes. Let's just lift up our offering and we pray. Father Almighty, we thank you. Today we are giving and we're just saying thank you. Thank you. This is our sacrifice. This is our offering to you. Have your way in us. I speak multiplication. I speak increase. I speak restoration in their lives this year. Restore like never before. Have your way and be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's come and give.
echoto change chikuita leka kalosa akokusiza kwange kwambuke chiti wacho sanjibu nebunea imuka ukaba imuka echoto change Kakalosa akoko sinza kwange kwamuke chiti wacho chanjimu nae oh imuka ukama imuka echoto change
Get ready to see a miracle. Hey. And I am the miracle you are going to see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give your neighbor a hug. Show some love to your neighbors. Oh. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. It's a beautiful year, a very beautiful year. And God, we thank you for everything you are doing. Our hearts are ready and they are open that you would have your way in us. We are ready, we are overjoyed, and we are happy. In Jesus' name. We've come to the end of our service. It was a very short service. It ended quickly. Amen. Pastor Wilberforce says, Happy New Year. He loves you very much. He said, Jesus is the Lord of your life. Nothing missing and nothing broken. In Jesus' name. Amen. Is there anything? We have prayer tomorrow, Monday, and Wednesday. We are fasting. We are fasting. Hey. If you cannot master fasting, there are many things that will not come to you. I promise you. Or when they come, they will leave quickly. This king's stomach needs to be controlled. Amen? So, no matter how hard it is, push. If you need a partner, call, but make sure you are fasting. Your life will not remain the same. All of you that have, I don't know what it is called, ulcers, in Jesus' name, you are going to fast and the ulcers will run away. In Jesus' name. Amen. Every sickness, all of you that are on medication right now, we speak divine restoration of health. Back to the original identity that Christ paid for you. No sickness shall stop you from what God has for you this year. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I feel like I can keep going, but Ashatakasa Tarabashika. This is the year that your entire life changes. In Jesus' name. You will look back and say, 2024. Hallelujah. We love you. Go and serve the Lord. In Jesus' name. See you tomorrow. 6:00.